You couldn't make this stuff up. I'd been writing on Zimbabwe's economy for more than a quarter of a century and was hoping for economic revival in the wake of President Robert Mugabe's outdated and boneheaded approach to economics. Instead, Zimbabwe is perched on the cusp of economic turmoil with raging inflation and currency confusion. Now it is planning to throw gold into the wind by issuing a coin that most of the population can't afford. The Reserve Bank says it'll issue a 22-carat troy ounce gold coin on July the 25th as its own propped-up and beleaguered currency slumps. The authorities say the glittering new coin will help curb inflation and help people, like you entrepreneurs, store their wealth. The coin will be called Mutsiatunya, the smoke that thunders, the original name for Victoria Falls, one of the shimmering wonders of the world on the Zimbabwe-Zambia border. Gold is the world's currency of fear, a hedge that investors go to when there is trouble and uncertainty. It could have been made for Zimbabwe as it grapples with currency difficulties and soaring inflation. 200% and flying, says an entrepreneur I spoke to in Harare this week. It feels like 2008 all over again, he said, alluding to the devastating days of hyperinflation when billions bought you next to nothing and prices changed every hour. Pensions and fortunes wiped out overnight, business in chaos. Prices are on the rise again as a shortage of grain from war-torn Ukraine and the rise in the cost of fuel take their toll. Oh, for the days when Zimbabwe grew enough grain for its people and for export to the rest of the region. To make matters worse, there is uncertainty over the currency, the so-called RTGS dollar. This feeble currency suffers from plunging value and black market dealing. The official rate at the banks for the RTGS is 400 to 1, whereas the black market rate is 700 to 1. You have to have deep pockets as well as patriotism if you want to support your currency in this land. Now, the gold coin has been pitched into this mess of dollars and cents. The cruel irony is that even though they need a strong hedge against inflation more than ever, an estimated 70% of Zimbabweans won't be able to afford it. Given that the coin's going to cost at least $1,800 each, based on the world gold price and production costs, you'd need a middle management job in a fairly big company to earn that much in a month. At least the government has allowed the trade in US dollars for another 5 years. Otherwise, the new gold coin could have been even more out of reach. How the new gold coin will help the health of the Zimbabwe economy, God only knows. From July the 25th, we will see.